and for this week's Music Planet, which is presented by Catherine Tickell.
Yes, hello and thank you for joining me. I have been looking forward to this for a while, since the end of October, actually, when I was over in Oman presenting the Aga Khan Music Awards. And I'll tell you a bit more about the awards themselves later on. But while I was there in Muscat, it very soon became obvious that I had to bring home some recordings of the astounding, amazing musicians that were performing there. So, over this next hour, you're going to hear music that's emotional, uplifting, compelling and exhilarating. There'll be very old traditional tunes, world premieres and new collaborations from India, Indonesia, Iran and the UK. But I'm going to start with someone who, even amongst this incredible lineup, really stood out. Yahya Hussein Abdullah. He's a singer and a composer of devotional songs and reciter of the Quran from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. And Yahya only sings religious devotional songs, often just solo voice, but he loves to have a bit of accompaniment. And as you'll hear, two of the other musicians at the awards were delighted to help him out on viola and oud. I so hope you enjoy this. Yahya doesn't seem to have any albums out, so I'm delighted to have this live recording for you from the Royal Opera House of Music and Arts in Muscat. Here's Yahya Hussein Abdullah.
الله ربي للهدى يهديني وهو الذي من فضله تكويني قد جئت للدنيا رحماني
Yahya Hussein Abdullah from Tanzania, one of the recipients of an Aga Khan Music Award, and that recording was from the awards presentation concert in Muscat a few weeks ago. I was there, and hearing Yahya sing was such an experience. He's just a young man, quite baby-faced, doesn't push himself forward, he just smiles, and then he sings, and we were all just transfixed. It's so tender and so powerful. And his two accompanists there playing so sensitively and supportively on viola and oud. And you're about to hear the oud player again in just a minute. That's Iran's Yasemin Shah Husseini. There were actually two award winners from Iran this year, Yasemin and the Golshan Ensemble. And they decided to combine their performances. So you're going to hear a solo oud improvisation from Yasemin and then the ensemble with Yasemin joining in. And just thinking back to Yahya, the praise singer that you just heard, during his sound check, I was watching Yasemin and she was so focused when she was accompanying him, so totally tuned in to everything that he was doing. I caught up with her afterwards and asked if she'd worked with him before.
No, but I love this kind of music, what Yahya is performing, and I'm kind of familiar with that. The things that I listen, and I mean, my interesting areas, musical areas, it's not far from what he does. And I love, actually, in general, maqam music, and special Arabic singers and this kind of singings. And that's why I try always to challenge myself with it, which is really nice.
So are you drawn to that sense of spirituality somehow, or that deeper meaning within the music as well as the music itself?
It's the music, I would say, itself, yeah.
And when you're actually playing the oud, what is happening inside your head? What are you thinking of?
I'm mostly thinking about this journey and this story, let's say, that the sound is creating for me and the music. I try to join and try to just go with it.
And if you're playing the same piece in different places to different audiences, do you have the same journey in your mind?
No, a lot of things might change. The atmosphere from audience, even the way you perform, the place that you are performing in, there are so many things that affect your performance, and this might also change the story in a way for me.
Thank you. سوز دل نفسی آتشین برای عشق کسینه ها
Iran's Gulshan Ensemble, singer Osari Shikochi, tall player Bahore Fayazi, Nagor Kalkan on Comanche and Nazanin Pedasani on Tumbak. And the oud solo at the beginning was played by Yasemin Shahuseini, who also joined in with the ensemble in that second piece. And it was incredibly emotional to see those five young women from Iran up on stage, knowing that they were risking such a lot by being there and singing and playing so beautifully, and you could hear the audience reaction there. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and today's programme is dedicated to the recent Aga Khan Music Awards, which were established in 2018. And as well as honouring individual musicians, there's an underlying intention there to demonstrate how music can work as a kind of cultural anchor that can deepen a sense of community and identity and heritage. And from talking to the awards director, Fairuz Nishinova, I know that there's also an aspiration that the awards might act as a catalyst for lots of future projects drawing on the rich tapestry of Muslim musical heritage. And certainly when I was there, it was just so inspiring watching and listening to the musicians connect with each other and There were late-night jam sessions after the official events that were like nothing I've ever witnessed before. Mali's Afil Bakoum setting a groove and singers from all the different countries just getting up and taking a solo. It was amazing and an absolute perfect demonstration of the power of music to cut across all sorts of political, cultural, religious and social barriers. But I'm digressing. Let's get back to the official events. And as well as the individual awards, there was also an award for lifetime achievement. And this year it was presented to probably the most famous tabla player in the world, Ustad Zakir Hussain, who really needs no introduction. But can I just say how wonderful it was to see him working with the relatively new Royal Oman Symphony Orchestra, and his whole time at the awards could just have been a masterclass in generosity, humility and poise. Everybody wanted their photo taken with him and to shake his hand, and he had time for them all. He even had time to answer a few questions from me right after the orchestral rehearsal. He'd just done his own piece and had agreed to join in with the piece you're about to hear, which was with the orchestra and the Aga Khan master musicians. It's a new piece and I knew he hadn't heard it before, and I asked Zakir Hussain, was he normally this relaxed about just joining in with something he'd never heard?
What I've never heard before is a lesson, new lesson to be learned, and therefore to expand my repertoire and reinvent myself. And so I look for it. I look forward to getting this kind of possibilities and playing with these set of musicians and the orchestra. I hear the piece in a different light because the maestro, Hamdani, has seen it in a different way. And because of that, the nook and corners that I may have just kind of taken for granted in the piece are highlighted. And that allows me to react differently. What I'm playing is not written.
I could see that, yes. Yeah. So you're following the conductor as well as the other musicians.
Exactly.
And you are renowned as a formidable collaborator. What's your view on the role and the value of these kind of cross-genre collaborations?
The world is getting smaller. And it is important that we converse and tell our stories in as many different languages as possible for people to be able to understand and therefore be able to see the relevance in what that which we represent. And we can't do that unless we understand the language of the artists that we are, you know, interacting with, working with, conversing with. And so this has to happen.
Thank you.
Royal Oman Symphony Orchestra, the Aga Khan master musicians, including saxophonist Basel Rajoub, who composed that piece, which is called Tashkent. And for one night only, that piece featured the wonderful tabla player Zakir Hussain, who just received his award for lifetime achievement, and rightly so. And I don't know if I should tell you this, but I was very tickled by the fact that Zakir Hussain was wearing socks with pictures of tablas on them. And I know that's not relevant to the music, but he's such a venerable icon that it seemed so beautifully incongruous. Anyway, the next Aga Khan Music Award winner that you're going to hear is Indonesian artist Penny Chandrarini. And her performance had a strange effect on some of the people in the audience. I know of at least two that were rather disconcerted to find that they'd gone into some kind of trance, and others felt challenged. Some of them felt soothed. And as well as singing, Penny was doing these very stylized, graceful hand movements. And it made complete sense to me to find out that her father is a puppet master. Her grandfather was a gamelan musician. Her siblings are also involved in traditional gamelan music. So I asked Penny Chandrarini, what is the role of gamelan within her community?
Gamelan is like so important for not only Javanese, but also in Indonesia. I like have some of type of gamelan, but it's mostly in Java because I was born in East Java and now I live in Central Java. Gamelan is part of the community ceremony. I mean, like, Javanese people make gamelan for as part of ritual of life from they born until death.
So you write your own new music. How has it differed from the traditional?
Not too much different. Like, I took the energy from my tradition, how to singing in tradition, and then I put on my like concept of music, how the concept music like related of the humanity and also gamelan culture, Javanese human, like Muslim way of life, and what this impact for like Javanese people as this inspiration to make something from them life.
And your voice as well, it's such an incredible range, not just in pitch but in timbre, and it feels to me as if there's different characters that you're playing, different parts in a story. Is that true, or is that just a musical expression?
It's like combined, true and musical expression. I took like some of the diversity of tradition vocal style from Indonesia. I took basically from Central Java, from Java. And then I took little from Balinese and took little bit from Sumatra Island, Sulawesi Island. And then I did it on experimental vocal voice to combine it.
See
Oh, Spanish.
Just astounding vocal control there from Indonesia's Penny Chandrarini, accompanied by Suryadi Nugro, playing three instruments that are part of the Javanese gamelan orchestra and linking the sounds together with very subtle electronics. And although the Aga Khan Music Awards focused on musicians who are absolutely steeped in tradition, that wasn't the only time that electronics entered the scene, as you'll hear later on in a new piece from UK-based sarod player Shomik Datta. But now let's go back to the tradition, two different traditions actually, from two players of the same instrument, the sarangi. They're both from India, in fact they're both from Rajasthan. Asin Khan Langa is from a village tradition, he's from the hereditary Langa community, and Dilshad Khan, who's from a more urban Hindustani classical background. And before these awards, they'd barely even met and certainly never played together, but they were sent off to rehearse for a couple of days and came up with this fantastic collaboration. And I caught up with Dilshad Khan just after their sound check and asked him about the instrument, the sarangi.
I'm representing the Indian classical music with my instrument, sarangi. And Asin Khan Langa is playing the folk sarangi. So the difference is between the two sarangi, we have, in my instrument, 36 strings total. And Asin's sarangi, I think, 26 or 27 strings. So this is the one of the difference. And second thing, we are playing from upper the nail part. And they are playing from the nail part, from here.
So different parts of the fingernail are used to strike the strings. It sounds so exciting. The piece, the ending, is terrific. Did that take a lot of rehearsal?
Yeah, preparation for the... It's called Indian Tihai, you know. It's a circle of the 16.
Yes.
So we are make a Tihai after the in the end.
A moment comes, which comes but rarely in history, when we step out from the old to the new, when an age ends, and when the soul of a nation, long suppressed, finds utterance. At the stroke of the midnight hour, when the world sleeps, India will awake to life and freedom. It is fitting that at this solemn moment, we take the pledge of dedication to the service of India and her people, and to the still larger cause of humanity.
The opening section there of a brand new piece from UK-based sarod player Soumik Datta, the last musician in today's Music Planet feature on the 2022 Aga Khan Music Awards. And as well as playing the sarod, Soumik's also an accomplished filmmaker and social activist who uses music to raise awareness about issues like climate change, refugees and mental health. And in this piece, he and tabla player Arif Dervish created a sound world that definitely stepped outside the North Indian classical tradition where you might expect to hear the sarod. The piece is called 1947 and it addresses the displacement of South Asian people following the partition of India 75 years ago. And as you heard, within the piece, Soumik samples the voice of Nehru and the sounds of the trains that carried refugees across the newly created borders. I really hope that you've enjoyed listening to these recordings from Muscat's Royal Opera House for Musical Arts. Thank you so much to all of the musicians and to the Aga Khan Music Awards for allowing us to play them. That's it from me, Catherine Dekel. Tune in again to Music Planet next week when Lopa Katari will be revisiting the joys of WOMAD. And for now, let's rejoin Soumik Datta and Arif Dervish for the last section of Soumik's new composition, 1947. Thank you.
That was the last part of 1947, a piece by Shomik Datta, performed live at the Aga Khan Music Awards, which took place at the Royal Opera House in Muscat, Oman, at the end of October. Music Planet was presented for us this afternoon by Catherine Tickell. Just a reminder that next week, Lopa Kitari features recordings made at the WOMAD Festival last summer, including sets from Bab Le Blues and Simmer Funk. That's in Music Planet, WOMAD Revisited, next week at the same time of 4 o'clock. You're listening to BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and on BBC Sounds. Hello and welcome if you're just joining us this Saturday afternoon. I'm Danielle Jaworwiecka with you today. Now at 5 o'clock, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome. I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, we're bringing you highlights from the finals of this year's BBC Young Jazz Musician Competition. But first, brand new music from gifted UK pianist Rebecca Nash. This is Rhodium. We'll be right back.